This song is for those who inspire us today, who always lend a helping hand to help show us the way. This song is for those who see their students through the tough times in their lives. For that we say thank you.
In a time when teachers and education systems are being scrutinized by parents and the media, World Teachers Day celebrates those teachers who are making a difference in the lives of their students. One such teacher is Chantal Drolet, my high school Spanish teacher at Crofton House School in Vancouver. From Burkina Faso to China to Canada, Chantal has taught French, Spanish, and most recently, digital film communication in her 25 years as a teacher. I catch up with her over a decade after graduating from high school. Now, 25 years is a long time to be teaching. What keeps you motivated after all these years?
My students, basically. It's wonderful to work with students, adolescents especially. I find that it keeps me young a little bit, at least. and it's just, it keeps my mind asking good questions. And just to see my students like you, for example, becoming wonderful young, you know, adults and starting their lives. And it's just very, very motivating.
And what kind of relationship would you say that you have with those students?
Well, if I look right now at the digital film communication program, when we teach students how to create stories using digital film, it's extraordinary because you have students all of a sudden wanting to express their ideas, their opinions about various things. And to use the medium, the film medium, is very powerful. And so it allows me to understand a little bit more where they come from. What are the themes, you know, that they're interested in? And some of the themes are like drinking and driving or, you know, social media and all kinds of things like that. So it allows me to understand my students much better because we have very intense discussions about these kinds of choices that they make.
And something that I remember very clearly about being in your class was there was always lots of respect between teacher, between yourself and the students. And I always felt like, you know, you treated us like equals and not like the teenage girls that we were.
Well, thank you. That's very nice of you, Karen. Actually, I think that it's mutual, right? The students, I think when we create an atmosphere where we look at people and we see the wonderful potential in everyone, and everyone is very different. And so when we accept that and accept our own flaws and try to appreciate every gift that each individual has to bring, then it becomes easier to see not the limitations, but rather the possibilities, you know, when you teach. And I think that's very important for students.
Now, today you're heading off to the Vancouver International Film Festival with your students to watch a documentary called Waiting for Superman, which has been in the media quite a bit as of late. It focuses on the state of the education system in the States. And it kind of questions, you know, the difference between good teachers versus bad teachers. In your opinion, what's the difference there?
Ooh, good question. This is an important question, I think, because apparently the teacher has, according to research, has a big influence on the success of students in their particular area. So I would think, perhaps, in my humble opinion, a good teacher is a teacher who really genuinely cares, who is an expert in her own area or his own area, who constantly changes, adapts, and yeah, who keeps learning. I guess the best teacher is a teacher who is a student forever.
Chantal says she's still learning after 25 years and that she learns as much from her students as they do from her.